What is going on, guys? Recording literally moments after the match, the 2-1 loss in DC, a match where we looked very comfortable and could not see the game through, and a gut punch at the end. You know, we were riding high after the Wednesday match against the Red Bulls. We come in early goal, creating chances, another one's sure to come eventually, and just doesn't work out for us. So I'm in the car, so just kind of saying my thoughts out loud. This is just a quick instant reaction. The boys should be able to record on Monday with me, so you'll get a full pod then. But just had to get my thoughts out because honestly, like, this is soccer. Like, if I were to have one takeaway from this match that we just watched, that is soccer. We played soccer again. And we didn't for the last, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But for 75 minutes of that game, we were the better team. We were dominant. We had good opportunities to score. Benji missed a really big one. Benji had another good opportunity, sent it back to Pato, and Pato scuffed his shot. There's another one where Pato scuffed his shot. And I mean, look, Pato's been a head-scratching player, and we'll definitely talk about him on the podcast because I don't know how to, I'll be honest, I don't know how to sum up his game. Created lots of good chances, was pivotal in the way we attacked, and yet when it came to that final action, he didn't have the quality. And he hasn't had the final action quality all season. So he's been someone that I've really been struggling with. Y'all heard my frustrations with him in the middle of the New York Red Bulls match, the halftime of that match. Hopefully you guys can hear this as I'm actually starting to drive. But what I'll say is this. We played soccer, created chances, and at the end of the day, we will... 9.9 times out of 10, 99 times out of 100, we put out the same performance, we win this game. Not even a tie, we win it. That was a winnable, sustainable model of play that we didn't finish our chances. They somehow, some way, got in the box twice right at the death and put the ball in the back of the net. They were clinical, we were not. Now is not the time to freak out, right? Like, I think a lot of people are going to freak out after this match. And I get it. We're in bad form. Just had a high. And now, we can't seem to put it all together. The time to freak out was probably after the Philly match, which a lot of people did. You know, Pareja out is, a thing. I am okay with him leaving at the end of the season. That is my take on it. I stand by it even after this performance that I'm pretty positive on. But now's not the time to freak out because this result was not indicative of the performance. So that's my main takeaway here. If I were to just quickly finish off with this. When we are winning by one goal, heading into the last 10 minutes of a match, we have got to stop sitting so deep. We cannot keep doing this. We can't keep doing it because it doesn't work, clearly. But also just, it doesn't set us up for success. It asks the other team to come on to you, and I don't know if we don't have the legs. I don't know if we have the right positions, the positioning of the players. It's just, we sit deep, we allow them to get the ball into the box, and eventually they'll score. Against Austin FC, when you're down to 9 men, yeah, you hope that the ball doesn't bounce their way. I get it. When you're 11v11, you can play a proper defensive style without dropping so deep. and giving up so much free space, so it's pretty easy for them to get the ball into the box. And once that ball gets into the box, anything can happen. Like, literally anything can happen. As a defender, your positioning has to be perfect. Your clearance has to be perfect. You know, you have to be reactive to when the ball bounces weird, when it takes a deflection. Like, so many different things can happen. We cannot just let them get to the box that quickly. So that's my quick 6-minute instant reaction thoughts. Like, literally full time when I got in the car because I had to go somewhere, and I'm just talking as I'm driving here. So don't freak out. Don't lose your mind. We'll talk about it on Monday, hopefully, Monday night. And we are on an upward trajectory. My message to the coaching staff, anyone listening there, don't change this formula. It works. It worked for this match. Whoever we play next, it would work. It worked against the Red Bulls, and they're a very good team. This formula works. Don't take this result as the end-all be-all. This is just unluckiness that we weren't able to stick the ball in the back of the net and be 3-0 up by the time the game should have, you know, by the time the 90th minute rolled around. The game should have been done. Should have been done. So, would love to hear your guys' thoughts. If you want, of course. I'm sure a lot of you have lots of thoughts. That's where I'll leave you. And thanks for listening, as always. Appreciate you guys big time. And hopefully we'll be able to talk to you guys on Monday. I'm going to put out the questions tweet Monday morning. So make sure you guys look out for that and leave a question topic if you want. As always, you can follow us at LionsBlog1 on Twitter. And yeah, vamos Orlando, guys. It will get better. It will.